Anyway, so let's read. Let's read this piece. I'm not really sure what he is saying on the first question. We'll do the first question first. First question is much easier. So on page Ayin Zion of this Sefer, he asks a question, the beginning of the piece. That if it's primary Pesoni Savati, my Makshay Gemara means he's in a cabin. Because there it's talking about Bomer Shomer, the Dover, and the Oidam. It says Beferish, Ketzad. So we only see from that Mishnah that when he says Omer Dover Shomer, it's no good. But you don't see when he said Beferish Savati, it's no good. So the Gemara is Shver. Now, the Gemara, there could have been other sources that we know it's no good, but the Raya from Memaof is not a good Raya, right? In our Taisis, on Chav Ches, when Taisis says, Abogav, the so the person in the Mesaris, and it's, I don't know if there's a regular Mesaris Shas, but someone put in, that it says I'm mem out from the days, that that's no good. But it's not a mission, that's a Gemara.
Yeah, I think something else. Something.
What?
No, that's the Gemara on the base. Yeah, the Gemara on the base. That's where they make the note in Tisus. They say I'm on base. And
so mouth base doesn't say my mouth.
No, the our Tisus and the I don't know. Who this footnote is in Taivis and Chav Ches, when it says, so I have Ayin, the common, Mem, Aleph, Amid, Beis. It's two dots.
Oh, because in the regular Masar Shas on Aleph, it says, Lakam, Mem, Aleph, Amid, Aleph. I'm not sure what that's referring to.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's just I'm referring to the
mission.
It's not.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. So that's his kasha. So he answers, he says, the narrative value, I'm just reading his piece. So the type is a common, cause to our dinama season, the Omer Shomer the Adam Dharmi Odom, Hai Chazaka, the Zed is Shono, Shomer the Adam Dharmi Odom, who are the few moments of Adam, he finds his Adam, he know. So Achave Chazaka, and Shiomer Adam Makarta, the Katani Sefer, Adkana China. Hainu, so without reading the next two lines, because they're a little bit not as clear. So when he sounds like he's saying, and he said he quotes the Taisus of Mem Aleph, and he says that Taisus says of Mem Aleph, who are then if you say he prays about this Avdim Yenach, and he says that Taisus proves it from the Sefer of the Mishnah, because Taisus, he said, Zahino da Taisus daikum mi Sefer de Masnisim, because in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it says that the only time it's a good chazon sheshmo taina, if he says a taina is bari. So mashpah, if he would say a taina is bari, it's no good. So what he sounds like he's saying.
So Rick, where is Rabbi reading from? I
sent a sheet.
I have the sheet open in front of me.
A paragraph in Nira Devayer on the first page, Ayin Zion. Page Ayin Zion.
Oh, on the wrong page. Okay.
So on page Ayin Zion, on the first paragraph, he says it again. He says that Taisus, he quotes Taisus on the Mem Aleph, and he explains Pshatim Taisus. The Hainu, that Taisus Daiku Miseva the Masiyah the Tani, that only that case is good, but when you don't have Chad BeYoma, it's no good.
Ritva, I think he's clearly mushing Taisus and the Ritva together.
Okay. So in the Fianias Daiti, I know that Badapka why I sent it, because I like having fun. I think he You know, there's maybe he is not written clearly. Maybe he meant, but the way it's written, I do not think it is right. The fiani is daiti. So let's look at that taisis, a mem aleph. Now, there's according to him what it sounds like. Well, before we get to the mem aleph, according to him, what he's saying is the answer to the kasha is when the Gemara brought the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amin Aleph, really they brought a raya, they quote Alam Atzan, and really the raya is from the Seifa of the Mishnah, not the Reisha, which is slightly daichik. You know, we said this, that's slightly daichik, because if the raya was from the Seifa, they should have quoted the Seifa. But okay, could be, like you said, the Ritva seems to say that. But Tavis doesn't say that, but that's what he's saying. That the raya is from the Sefer, and that's what Tosfos says on Mem Aleph. So let's look at that Tosfos on Mem Aleph. I know Melcher is not here. He kept on screaming, it's a Tosfos on Mem Aleph, and I kept on putting him off. So let's look at that Tosfos. And I don't agree with his reading of Tosfos on Mem Aleph. So let's read it carefully. It's a short Tosfos. Short ties are the most ease fun because you don't have to read it. It's so complicated. It says in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Shnomer the Adam Dharma, a Ketzad. What's an example of Chazak Hosheni Vataina? Shnomer Dharma Me'ayda. But who Adin, says Tavis, who Adin, Afidam Amar Zavadi Mipar, Dizani Minaf, Rabbi Chazaka. Ad Shemrata Machartani, Kiktani Seifa. Had a hard deep, had a eye, so then why did it say this case? Had a hard deep, and ain't a minket. You know, I'm already on the other one. Vashmina Dawi Pachos, me pizza me evade. Okay. A very simple question, just simple shot. What is Tavis trying to, before we get to the beginning, the second, the first half, Tavis says, who are then? What is Tavis trying to do?
Explain why it's
what?
Explain why it didn't say the other case.
But that's the end of Tysis. Tysis says that the end. But before he got to the end, what is his statement? Who are them? What's he saying?
I think that's also considered any Moitaina. That is also
what would you have said? If you didn't see Tysus,
maybe we can make a deal. Maybe only that case and not the other case.
And what would you have said? And you would have said, halacha lemaisa, that case is good?
It's a definitely could take it a different halacha. So, I don't know what the halacha would be.
Tysus know that the case is no good?
It seems like Tosos has a problem. He has a problem that from the ratio it shows one thing, from the safe it shows another thing.
Okay, I'm just having fun with Shmuel. Boy,
kidding me. I want to interrupt that.
I was about to attack him. So let me finish my he was setting myself up for his victim. Okay, so how does Davis know that case is no good?
I mean, according to the safer we just read, is from the safer. I mean, I don't know.
He
I don't know.
Take on the safer. In other words,
I'm saying this doesn't say.
I'm saying, you know, this is I think how the, you know, you're not such bad company. This is how this Shiuri Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo is learning Tosfos, that Tosfos read the Reisha. He read the Reisha. He had a Havamina that the halacha would not be true. You know, that if he would have said, if only Zavati Tizavni Minach, it would be a good Chazaka. He had a Havamina that's the halacha. So Tosfos says, no, don't make a mistake with halacha. This Tosfos is a halacha Tosfos. It's telling you, the Tosfos is written, the primary goal of this Tosfos is to tell you the halacha. Tosfos and his Havamina thought that if the only time it's a Chazaka Sheni Motaina is if you say Shlomo Nidar Me'ayla. But if you would have said Miplani Zavanti Mizavanti Minah, it's not a Chazaka Sheni Motaina, it would work. Says Tosfos, I want to tell you a Chiddush halacha. You know what? Even if you say me praying the Vandis out new lach, it also doesn't work. How do I know this Chiddush halacha? Because I got a diyek from the Sefer. Ah, you're going to ask a question on me. If this halacha is true, so why didn't the Reisha say it? The Reisha said picked a particular case because there was a particular chiddush in the Reisha.
Tysus could also hold that misvara, and kidiktani the seifa is like a raya to what he thinks in svara.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. So I'm not going to be guy who said. Tysus doesn't bring rayas what he holds in svara. If he brings a raya, that means that it's not mukhruk in svara. So I'm not accepting that.
But
we'll say it over. I don't know.
But one could also say just the opposite with the diuk, just the on the flip side. Okay. You know, go on the safe of the Mishnah and say who adin. You know, if he said the miflani zvante, as we see from the Reisha, that only shalom ali davar me'olam.
Maybe because he has an answer to answer the diuk on the safe, and he doesn't have an answer to answer the diuk on the Reisha, so he knows which way to do it.
Oh, okay, so that's crucial. You know, not.
Okay, I'm just trying to defend. I'm still on this wrong shot. But this is a shot, and there's a shot that's being presented. I still call it wrong because I didn't say why it's wrong. I'm just saying the shot that's being presented is that Tysus starts out and he read the Reisha and he thought that the Reisha's mashma, that the din is that, and Tysus thought. Not just the reason why he thought that way is because he got that much more from the Reisha, but Tysus really he was worried that there would be some people, or he himself, would think that the halacha is that if you would say miplani zavanti miplani zavach, the din would be it's a good chazaka. Says Tysus, I want hiri, I'm making a chiddush lehalacha. What's my chiddush lehalacha? That you should know who then is not a good chazaka. Wow, that's such a radical chiddush. How did you know, Tysus, such a radical chiddush? Well, I have a raya from the seifa. Okay, that's what, and I would, well, I have a kash on me, but the Reisha is not master in that way. Okay, I have a way of defending it. So I do not like this job because a few reasons, but that's the most simple reason, because Tysus walks in, according to the chat, that he had a havamina to think that if you send me plonis avadi dezavne minach, he would think that's the good chazaka. Tysus brings a raya from a diag in the sefer, which is like, I agree with Sandy, it's a little shvach, but okay, I mean, it's not so shvach, you know, it's a diag for the sefer. It's not, You know, theoretically, the dig, like you said, dig from the Sefer contradicts a dig from the Reisha, but okay. Now, why in the world does Tysus need to do that? If it's a Beferish and Gemara, a Memav Amadeus, right? Memav Amadeus says that you need Darba Chad Yoima. Beferish and Gemara, the Gemara Memav Amadeus. There's a period there in the middle of the page. Hahu gavra the dar, it's right on the middle, or one third down. Hahu gavra the dar bekashta balisa arbashani. Osa mori the besa ashke. Amre my boys behind besa. Amre mi planya zavante tizavne mi noch. Osa the kanja of chia. Amre I is le sade darba iu. So it's a beferish of Gemara. V'ilolo. So what is Tysus doing, having a havamina that maybe the din is at the good chazaka and making a diak from the lashon of the sefer that it's not a good chazaka? Excuse me, Tysus. Don't give me these diyukim from the lashon of the sefer. It's the beferish of Gemara.
The Gemara know it. The Gemara read a Mishnah.
I'm sorry. That's a very weak question. You don't. How did the Gemara know?
Why did the Gemara call it the Mishnah?
I don't know. How did the Gemara know? I don't know. We would not. You see, that's what Taivis is bothered by. How did the Gemara know? You know, that's such a, you know, the Gemara is allowed. You know, Shmuel, a minute ago, Shmuel, you were ready to say that Taivis knows that himself knew it, Misara, right? That's what you were saying, right? A minute ago, you were ready to say that. So why can't the Gemara know Misara? You know, like, Gemara, no, the Taivis has a kasha. How does the Gemara know? I don't know. That sounds very weak. So I don't think that this is ripe shine and Taivis. Of course, Taivis, I would think, what do I think shine and Taivis is? Anyone want to help me?
That Tosos knows that the Mishnah has to be talking about all cases. Yeah, but from the Reisha he sees one way, from the Sefer he sees another way. And he's coming to tell you, you have to go, the Gemara goes by the deal that we get from the Sefer, because on the Reisha we can explain what it means, as opposed to the Sefer that we can't explain.
Okay, so but what's Taivis mean when he says, who are then? What's Taivis mean when he says, who are then? It's a Gemara. Why does Taivis have to tell me who are then?
That it's included in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has to include all cases.
Right. In other words,
consider any matina.
I disagree with the Taivis is not who are din that this is the din. It's who are din that this is what the Mishnah is saying. Is Taivis telling you a chiddush halacha, or is Taivis telling you a chiddush in the reading of the words of the Mishnah? It's two totally opposite pshatim. The Shiuri Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo and Shmuel seem to say that Taivis had a hava meaning, he didn't know the din, and Taivis is walking in to inform us of the din, and then he's proving it from a dig on the sefer that I do not like.
Oh, he says
the Beferish Gemara that says that's a din.
He says, doesn't he say that that's what the ratio is talking about, that including this case includes
yeah,
this?
I understand. I'm telling you, I stopped reading because it's lashon is unclear. Uh-huh. But in the beginning of the piece, and he's in the beginning till there, so I assume that's what he meant later too. But he says clearly, he says, the haidu that tais is the daiku mi sefer the masnisen, the davka, look, I will be humble, the tais is proving that from the sefer. I say, Taivis doesn't have to prove that from the Sefer. It's a Beferish Gemara. To say, Taivis died me Sefer. That those words to me is strange. I mean, Taivis is Medaik from the Sefer. You don't have to be Medaik from the Sefer. There's a black and white Gemara. Why make a Diak from the Sefer, which it is a debatable Diak like Sandy Tynan, because granted, you got a dig from the Sefer, but you got an opposite dig from the Reisha, so it's not the strongest dig. And you got a Beferish and Gemara on the next Amid that says Beferish. And why would Taivis be Medayik something from the Sefer when it's a Beferish and Gemara? Terence is, what Taivis is doing, in my opinion, is Taivis is not, Taivis never doubted in a million years what the din is. But Taivis is bothered, how do you read that into the Mishnah? Because Taivis feels, either like Sandy said, he's telling you that Taivis felt that it's right. It's maybe he's sticking that in the word ko.
But he knows about the Gemara of Chavches, so he knows he's going to have to use the Chavches, so he's not ignoring that.
Maybe because he knew the Gemara of Chavches. I don't know if I want to say that this whole Taivis was written for Chavches, because it's only one Taivis.
I didn't say only, but I'm saying it definitely could be part of the Cheshman.
Okay, it could be, but there's two.
Because the Chavches is reading from the Mishnah, not from the Gemara.
Right, okay, it could be, but there's more than one Taivis in Chavches. So to say that this Taivis was motivated only for one Taivis, I don't know. But I would say the other way, Taivis is motivated, like Sandy said, that it's better that it should be written in the Mishnah. Now there's it's much nicer. It's much more. The Mishnah says, call, as they say, you should know the way to read the Mishnah is this is in the Reisha. I Taivis gets it from the Sefer, so I don't read it that way. It says, but I hold it up there. I think Taivis is saying This is how you read the Mishnah. What the Mishnah says, it's not a resha and a seifa. It's one sentence, and there's a word ad. Let's skip the ketzah because that was just stuck in there for some extra chiddush. The Mishnah, he's like adding the word ad.
So is Rebbe's whole pshat based on his drasha and the word kol that it includes two cases?
No, not necessarily. No,
you don't say said that if you argue with that. If you argue with that.
Yes, I understand.
I'm saying if one argues with that, so how, Taka, do you have a right to read that into the Mishnah?
Because Titus felt, and of course, and Sandy said very nice, that it's mistavra to Titus that the Tana, the Mishnah, included all the cases.
But he's got to write it, though. He what? Wrote it.
No, but so the mistavra that wrote a case wrote that was last of a... He wrote case A. We see the Gemara on Mem Aleph on the days. So we know the did. So right. Now we have a little bit of a question.
A big problem. He wrote a case that's less of a chiddush.
Okay, but why didn't he tell you this chiddush too?
No, right, that's the problem. So how lamaisa does Tosis have a right to say, if you say chiddush A, which is less of a chiddush, how do you have a right to say that it includes B? Unless you have kol.
See, but if you take out the ketzah, it's much nicer then.
Then the answer is he said ad.
And what?
The typhus sticks in the word ad in the Mishnah. If you add the word ad, so then there's no problem. My typhus says ad sheyaymar. He sticks in the word ad. In other words, if you read it, it's like, I think the Gemara says this in Kedushin. They make a stira between the resh and the seifa by nosan huva amrahi. So it's the same, they say the same type of thing. One, it was over there also. If you remember, it says the Rashi said Nasan Huvamr Hu is good, and the Sefer said Nasna Huvamr He is no good. And the Gemara says that it's all one statement that everything is no good, and that it's only if you anything else that's Ki'ilu is Nasna Huvamr He. Okay, it's one statement. Here it's a little different, but the same idea. It's like you're saying, in other words, we're saying, what's bothering Tysus? That's really the starting point. The question is, what's bothering Tysus? So in the Shiuri Rabbeinu Chaim Shlaimo, Tysus is bothered, what's the din? And he brings a riot from the Sefer what the din is. That's what he says. I say, Chas V'Shalom. Tysus knows what the din is. It's a Befereshe Gemara, Mem Aleph from his days. David isn't bothered what the din. How could David be bothered what the din? It's Befereshe Gemara. David was bothered that it's a strange thing that the Tana, the Mishnah, left it out. Here, there's this amazing Chiddush of Mem Aleph from his days. The Tana told me a different Chiddush. That's true, but he should say both Chiddushim. In other words, the Tana, each one has its own unique Chiddush. So the Tana is, Tavis felt is very strange. The Tana is coming along and saying a Chiddush, Hazaka Sheni Motayna, is no good. Enoch Inami, he picked one case which has in it a certain Chiddush, but there's a different case which has a different Chiddush which he left out. So it's a little strange. So Tavis is telling you it's not strange because when the Tana said Hazaka Sheni Motayna, Rabbi Hazaka, it includes the other case also. So both cases were included. Either it's included in the word call, or even without the word call, it's included. So Titus is telling, now how do I get it included? Because I read the Mishnah with on. By saying on, so with the ratio together with the Sefer, it tells me every single case. Because you wrote, the Chazaka Sheni Motayna is no good. And it's no good until you make mamish a taina. So by saying it that way, you basically said in the Mishnah that every single case is no good.
So well, I gave much stronger kashi as a kasha on the Gemara. the Gemara says a din, it seems to be against the Mishnah's diak. Maybe that's Tosis's kasha.
Okay, I don't know if that would be, then you wouldn't need the beginning of Tosis.
No, yet.
Tosis should have started in Tosis shouldn't have said, who are the Imamah Zavadi by the up? And he surely should not have said, because he doesn't have to bring the Sefer. Tavis knows the din from the Gemara. And question, why did Tavis bring the Sefer? If he's bringing the Sefer, like the Shiuri Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo, to prove the din, I said, better than bring a diak from the Sefer, bring a Beferish of Gemara. So he shouldn't bring the Sefer.
I'm bothered by a third shot. He has a kasha on the Gemara, Tavis.
They can't have a cash on the go. So good. So, but there's no reason to bring the cipher.
Second, but from the beginning, that makes sense. The diak of the Mishnah is square against the Gemara, straight up.
There's no reason why Titus brought the cipher.
Well, 1 second. But up until then, that's a solid kasha, though.
I don't know, but I'm just telling you that according to you, there's no reason why Titus should bring the cipher. It's just the kasha is the diak from the Reisha is against the Gemara, and he should answer the diak. Okay. But there's no reason to bring the Sefer. Right?
So Tosfos is really being like what the Gemara does many places. Here the Gemara didn't do it. So Tosfos said, let me teach you how to read the Mishnah. Don't be bothered by the conflicting mashmos. We all know the halacha from Shas. So let me just give you a little reading. This is the way you put the commas, put in the word ad, as we find many times in Shas. And Tosfos is an aid to reading the Mishnah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So the work of the Tani Sefer is in the right spot. Why does it say at the end of the Tani Sefer? You should say right away then.
What do you mean? That's what the Mishnah is saying.
What do you get the Tani Sefer? That was the Mishnah. There's no Sefer, I thought. That is what the Mishnah is saying.
It's reading it. Who are then? It's not Ave Chazaka. Achi Yomar, the words that are in the Sefer of the Mishnah.
It says it's
the end of a Mishnah. He's adding the word on till you get to the Sefer.
But that was the ratio, not the Sefer. So it's written twice? It's written the ratio and the Sefer?
He's saying that the ratio and the Sefer are joined together with an on.
But it's written twice. It's written twice then. It's written in the ratio.
When he says,
that's all the ratio. And Kitatani lets that Sefer a second time.
I don't hear. The words are those words are in the Sefer.
Right.
And he's saying that the proper reading of the Mishnah is the Reisha is saying it's not a Chazaka, and you do what it says in the Sefer.
But that was the Reisha, not the Sefer.
It's not the Reisha. The Reisha is saying Chazaka Sheini Meltaina Lo Have Chazaka. And until you do what I say in the Sefer. And by saying that statement, it means that you're saying that Miploni Zavadi Dezavni Minach is no good.
Why can't you say that same shot in the way I'm saying it? Tosis Kasha is the Gemara, it's Mashma, that case is not included. The answer is the same structure as Rebbe saying. No, all that Torah, it's part of the case.
Tosis Kasha was...
The Gemara is against...
I don't understand. Tavis Kasha is that Gemara is against the Mashmos of the Reisha. So we should say, Tavis should skip and say, there's no Reaya because you can make a deep-related nickname. There's no reason why he has to bring the Sefer. I still don't hear what your shot is. I'm sorry. There's no reason. He just said, The diak of the I have a mashma of the Reisha, mashma of a certain din. I know that din's wrong. So what shot? The answer is there is no diak from the Reisha. There's no reason for him to bring the Sefer. I'm saying he's bringing the Sefer because he wants to read it into the words of the Mishnah. Tavis's whole Tavis is how do I read the Mishnah? It has to be in the Mishnah. It's who a din. Who a din is that the Tana said who a din, right? And that's what I'm saying. When David says who a din, he doesn't mean to say that I'm telling you, I'm speaking who a din. He's saying Mr. Tana said who a din. It's in the words of the Tana.
Right? If we If we put that kasha aside, that why didn't Tais have a riot from the Amud Beis? I've got a funny feeling someone asked that kasha. I don't know why. Let's assume. Okay. So maybe.
But I like my chat that Tais is.
But is it possible that Chaim Shlomo?
And also the fact that Tais says ad, it makes him sign. I think my way too. Tais is. He's reading the Mishnah. He's sticking the word ad in. No, our Mishnah doesn't have the word ad. The way he has a sefer is Tavis has a dig from the sefer. It's not ad.
Is it possible to say that? Let's say without answering that kasha, why doesn't mean right from Amud Beis? Let's put that kasha on the side. Could Chaim Shlomo just say that he had a right from the sefer? And once you had a riot from the sefer, when Tosis uses the words "huadin" is a way of saying that lemaisa is what the Mishnah is including.
Why would he want to say what the Mishnah? He just said this is a din. He doesn't have to put it into the Mishnah.
Maybe, like me.
There's right. No need to put it into the words of the Mishnah.
Right. There's no need, but it could be that.
Why would Tosis do that for no reason, just for his health?
But that's not a kasha on him. Lemaisa called Tarakul. Every Tosis he saw, whenever it says the words "huadin," usually it means that it's in the words.
So then stupid right against him. That's obvious. That was Tavis' agenda. Tavis has a reason why he does that. If that's what Huadin means, and then you just shrugged yourself up.
All right, whatever the reason but, is.
But what you want to tell me is that Huadin doesn't mean that. Huadin just means it's the same halacha. That I could hear. So you say, Tavis, you tell me that the Raya on Mem Aleph Beis is not a good Raya.
Right, that's a kasha.
And therefore, Tavis really wasn't sure.
Right.
What the din is.
Right. He needed the sefer to prove it.
And he used the sefer to prove the din. And this Tavis was written to teach halacha. Because right. Without Tavis, some people would have not known the halacha. Right. And when Tavis says, who a din, he doesn't mean to say that Rebbe meant it. Rebbe didn't mean it. Rebbe left it out. And Rebbe's not mechuyev. To write
No. Never Tosis says the words "huadin." Tosis always means
that. Why should you say that?
He just knows the whole.
Why are you saying that for?
I happen to have never seen the words "huadin" when it wasn't part of the words.
But there's no reason why Tosis is saying. If Tosis's agenda was,
I never saw
this. He wanted to word, tell you what the din is. Why is he sticking it to the Mishnah? You know, like
that's not his problem. He just uses the words.
So that group is showing you that Tosis's agenda. Is not that he wants to know the din. He wants to stick it into the Mishnah.
But once he sees
that has a different agenda.
But once he
David had two genders.
No, but once he sees that Tosis holds that when the Mishnah says the case over there of Kol Chazak Sheni Matan includes this case. So therefore Tosis Chav Chesna has an understanding.
But it makes Tosis and Mem out funny because with Tosis's agenda was he didn't know the din. What's motivating Tavis to stick it in? And everybody stop. Tavis, stop sticks it in. Why not learn it like me? If once you say it, that's what Huadin means. If you're going to say Huadin means you're sticking it in, so that's Tavis's Kiddush, that you can stick it in. That's so much nicer. Tavis is sticking it in. There's a reason why he's sticking it in, because he feels he has to stick it in. So that could have been Tavis's whole. You know, I don't understand what you're gaining. You're saying Tavis sticks it in, but is there a need or not a need? If there's a need, so then that was what Tavis was bothered by. If there's no need, then why did Tavis do it? You know, like why say, you know, what do you gain? Like the Tavis stuck it in, but there's no reason why he stuck it in. I don't know. Tavis says there's a need, so that's what. So then why leave the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Beis Shvir? Just say that was the whole Tavis's hechrus. Okay. Anyway, that's just I don't know. I think that's pretty good. I can't. I would write him a letter, but he's not alive. But I think that's not, you know, that not right. Chan and Tosis, and it makes the Maisa, it makes the answer to his kasha much better. In other words, the answer to the kasha on Chav Ches Amud Beis is much superior. I agree with him, the sefer, that the answer to his kasha and chav ches amud beis is Tosis amem aleph. But he's saying Tosis amem aleph just is saying that we know that din from the sefer, which means that you have to make a daichik.
So he's saying it's the same as the Ritva.
Yeah, that the Gemara is the Taifas felt that the Gemara's raya was from the Sefer. I widened Taifas on Chav Ches say so. Okay, you didn't bother saying so.
Is that a difference in Mahalach? Rebbe says specifically that you don't like, if he doesn't say it, you don't like saying, well, he could have said it, someone else said it, like to be. But the other Mahalach seems to be in like the regular Shish Mahalach is to not make a Machlokes unless you have a reason to make a Machlokes, no?
Yeah, but I have a reason. I guess I have to make a Parnasa. That's a good reason, no?
This is extracurricular. That only works for the morning.
Okay. Anyway, but that's okay. I have to make it. Yes, I agree. There's a very serious hashkafic shaila. Whether when you see people rishonim, one rishon speaks something out, and the other rishon doesn't, do we assume that they both agree, and just one was a little bit more marach than the other, or if I care it. The fact that one was marach and one wasn't, it's a raya.
Is that the starting point, Rebbe?
What?
Is that the starting point, or is Tosfos on Mem Aleph the starting point? Meaning, if it read in Tosfos and Mem Aleph better, would Rebbe be more towards that fan of that?
No. The honest truth is, the starting point, I wouldn't have been so smart to. I happen to think the diak that we have from Taifas on Mem Aleph is a good diak.
Right, but that's motivated by the other
only reason, but I don't say it's a motive. I think in it stands alone as a good diak. But the only reason why I notice it is because I was already saying it when I got to Chav Ches.
Rebbe has the glasses from Chav Ches on, so therefore reading it that way.
In other words, I happen to think that once we say it as chat, you look at Mem Aleph, I think the this chat that he's saying, this Rav Chaim Shlomo, does not fit into Taifas and Mem Aleph. Beginning about Chav Ches, Mineyu Bey and Taifas Mem Aleph, I don't think it fits. I think it's a very good question. Why does Taifas bring a diak from a Sefer, which is a fluky diak, as Sandy said, when there's a Beferish and Gemara on the next Amid? You have a Beferish and Gemara, and you make a deal from the Seifa, and that's your big Chiddush. Who are then?
It's a Beferish and Gemara. Can't he answer them because of the fact that the Gemara in Chav Ches is using the Mishnah?
What?
Can't he answer that because the Gemara in Chav Ches is using the Mishnah, Tosfos needs to have it in the Mishnah, not from the Gemara?
That's fine, but that's not what he said. That's not his chat. His chat is that Tosfos was telling you the din from the Seifa. Okay, there's... Taifas, I don't think that's what he's saying. Taifas wrote Mem Aleph because to answer Chav Ches, I don't think that's what he's saying. Chav Ches is two days in Chav Ches. This whole Taifas is only if you hold like one day up. I don't know. I don't think that's what he's saying either. But
that's so that it fits in with what he's saying, Chav Ches.
But that's not why Taifas said it when he said on Mem Aleph. Taifas doesn't in Mem Aleph reference what he said on Chav Ches on Mem Aleph on the base and one terrace on Chav Ches on the base, and that's what's motivating him. So it fits in, which means that I'm saying that in the way we learn Taifas and Chav Ches on the base, being that we, now when you look at Taifas and Mem Aleph, it's very nice. But you're right, there is a hashkafa in the world. It's a shaila. Do we try and make, when you see two rishonim and one is more explanatory than the other, do you assume that the second rishon is just speaking things out clear? Or do you assume that there's a machlokes? My personal opinion is it depends on what he's saying. If he's just saying the same thing, just with a few extra words, so sometimes a person's allowed to speak. A person uses extra words to speak. Okay, another person speaks short.
Yeah, we had that last year with the Shita and Marie Ben Leif. Right.
That already I would not make a diak. One person was Mikatser, and one person used longer phrases. One person said fresh fish, the famous joke, and one guy said fish. Okay, so he was a little bit more explanatory. One guy says sold here, and the other guy didn't say sold here. But when you're saying a whole new thought and it's a daichik thought, like the Ritva is saying a whole new thought that the Raya is from the Sefer, that I think is a better diac. Like, why would
Taisa? It's similar. We have similar discussions. I remember, I think it was last year, we had with the two different Rashis. We had a Rashi on the Rif and another Rashi, and okay, where the Rashi's arguing. And
I listen, I'm consistent. I have to be, I think I'm consistent. That my I have to take a parnasa, but my consistent is that I'm inclined when one region says a thought and the other region leaves out that entire thought, that they probably disagree.
That was two different versions of the same region, even.
Okay. Anyway, but the Maisa here is
worked out. I think we came out saying that they were saying the same in that case.
Okay, listen, I do not remember, but I'm just saying here the Maisa works out very nice. That if you're assuming that the reading in Tavis and Memawif is like we're reading it, which I think reads much, much better than his reading. So then Taisus, as she does so, does not need to come on to what the Ritva said. And so it's very good. Taisus, as she does so, does not have to say that the Diag is from the Sefer. The Diag is from
the... He addresses both points, though? There was a second item that he addresses that we talked about
yesterday? Yeah, we keep on reading. We'll keep on reading. We'll see.
The Gemara is still not glatt. The Gemara is still bringing Kol Chazak Hashem Matayna. The Gemara of Ches is still bringing Kol Chazak Hashem Matayna, and Rebbe still says it has to go odd, the with Sefer. It's still working.
It's included. Why is that? Everyone said, this has nothing to do with me. He said, this, no matter what you say, Taisa says, this goes under the umbrella of Chazak Hashem Matayna. Fine. Goes under that umbrella. The question is, but it's in other words, it's you have a riot from the Mishnah. The Gemara on Chav Ches Amid Beis brought a riot from the Mishnah. So according to the Ritva and the Shiurei Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo, the riot is not from the Reisha of the Mishnah, the riot is from the Sefer of the Mishnah. So then why did the Gemara quote the Reisha when the Reisha is irrelevant? You could have left out the Reisha and just quote the Sefer. It says, Enoch Inami, they're just quoting the opening line, but they basically mean the Sefer and the opening line is irrelevant and immaterial. It's just that's just the introduction to the, you know, it's just quoting the name of the
passage. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah whatever, Mishnah right. Number whatever.
But according to what we're learning, Tosis, that's what the words of the Reisha mean. Now, maybe you see those words in the Reisha when you see it together with the Sefer. So the Gemara really, if they would have wanted to say a full quote, the Gemara in Chav Ches should have quoted the Sefer too. Okay, that would, but the really the din is in the Reisha. So and after you see the Sefer, that's what the Reisha means. So they were accurate in quoting the Reisha. It's not like they're just in the Ritva.
If I just had the ratio,
could have been left out.
Rebbe, if I just had the ratio, I would know both halachas.
No, you would not know both halachas. I agree. But the Sefer is a Giloy Imshan in the ratio. So the mana MS, this is what the ratio means. So the Gemara is allowed to quote what the truth is. According to the Ritva, or the ratio does not mean this. Even the mana MS in ratio doesn't mean this. You're quoting the wrong source. The source is something else. The source is the Sefer.
It has nothing to do with the Reisha. Better to quote the Sefer?
No, not better. Maybe it would be better if they quoted the Reisha and the Sefer. Okay. But the real Raya is from the Reisha. Just you wouldn't know how to read the Reisha until you saw the Sefer. Okay, but but after you see the Sefer, then you understand that's what the Reisha means. So the Gemara is saying the truth on Chav Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara is hitting the nail on the head.
So, now, many times the Gemara does almost exactly what Tosas is doing. You know, the Gemara is saying from the Reisha it's mashma one way, from the Sefer it's mashma another way, and the Gemara answers, well, it's this way, you know, and the reason why it said the smaller Chiddush is because the teacher is something else.
Right.
So does this become now, does Rabbi say now that whenever the Gemara does that, then according to Tosfos, it really means that it's included, and according to the Ritva,
no. That's the Shadam. I'm going to make a machlokes in all shats, and then I would never not say that.
So why is it different over here? Then why would the rest
the Gemara doesn't do that over here? Is that what the Gemara is doing?
So where does Tosfos get?
Tosfos doesn't ask this kasha that there's a stira ratio. Stira said Tosfos not doing that at all. Tosfos, I think Tosfos wanted felt that it should fit into the lashon of the Reisha. Now you think why? We say why over here the Tosafos wanted to fit into the lashon of the Reisha, and other places not.
Right.
I don't know. I would assume. First of all, I said it could be because it says call. So therefore,
it's okay. If it's the call, okay. If it's the call, I hear.
It does say call.
Okay, but it's not from the word call.
Second of all, maybe stop. Tosafos felt in this particular case, it would be strange that the Tana would have left out that din. You know, there is, it's a strange, you know, I don't know, certain cases, it's not strange, but this is like, this might be it would be a Munda thing if the Tana would not discuss this din. You know, there's like,
why do you need to say the Tana needs to discuss all cases rather than just saying that the Mashmolus is Fakert and that in the case of Miplaini from the Rashi Mashmolus is good? We know that it's no good. So Tai says, don't worry. This is how you read the Mishnah, that it fits in properly. Why do you have to, is the starting point? But
because then all Taivis had to do it, just say that there's no diak from the Sefer. There's no diak from the Reisha. Because he, like he said at the end, because the reason why he wrote the Reisha is for their, you know, Taivis could have just skipped to the end of Taivis. And that there's no diak from the Reisha because it wrote that case for a chiddush. So you can't.
Why isn't Tosafos Pshat better? Not only am I defending from Akasha, but this is many places in Shas, the Mishnah Yisri, the way I'm telling you.
But I assume that there's a reason why Tosafos does it. It's not just because, you know, there's just for his health. It was, you know, there's no reason for him to do that. If his holy hechruch is because he's bothered by the stira of the mashmal, so he wouldn't need to do that to answer the stira. So I think either it's Tosafos felt the word call, or he just felt it's not mistavra that the Tana would have left out a case. It's a doichik thing. This is such a normal case that it just doesn't sound right that the Tana should have left it out. It's like, you know, why would a Tana leave it out? It's just strange. In other words, even when David says that the case that it mentions is a chiddush, but like, you know, there's other chiddushim. So why'd you harp on this chiddush and not that chiddush? It's like David feels like it's a Munda thing. There's more than one chiddush here. So why would the Tana go ahead and harp on the chiddush of, you know, that he says, and not the chiddush of Pliny's Avadi Dezavni Minach? Now, does that share everywhere else in Shas? I don't know. Every case you have to judge separately. Some cases it could be the Tana did leave out that case. That case is not such a prevalent case. It's not such a big Kiddush case. I don't know. But in this particular case, maybe Tosafos felt maybe it would be rare, unusual for the Tana not to have addressed it. Okay. I don't know. Right, but I don't want to make a Shas machlokes. You know, that would be, that's not. Okay, let's move on to the other point. If you read, I don't know if you people read further in this Shira Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo, he has a different problem that we had, which is a third problem. We were bothered by the problem that the Maisa, since the guy is giving a valid explanation, Cheskes Gimel Shanim is the Raya. So Hogufa, let the Raya prove that it's true. So why at the end of the day is it no good? Well, Halakha the Maisa, why doesn't it work? You know, Maisa has the proof. He's saying a valid possibility. Could be that's true. And he has the proof. And the proof, it sounds like a pretty good proof, because why didn't you protest three times? So we should assume Zemin the Fun, it was Miplonis Avati Dizanok. That was our problem. His problem is a little bit is an opposite problem, that the Gemara's Lashon, but the two answers, the answer, you know, the same. The Gemara's Lashon is, the Gemara says, Enemeata. So Enemeata is implied that the question only started because of Rav Yochanan. So that means that there was some other pshat that the Gemara had in their head, which they, in how Cheskes Gimel Shanim works, And on those other pshatim, they did not have a kasha of enemeata chazaka sheni motaina te chazaka. So if you say the other pshat is drabanan, okay, so then there's no problem. But he assumed, and I don't know what this, if this is mukhruch, but he assumed that and avchav tes amenawit, Rava gives a different pshat in cheskes gemushanim. And it's a giant machlekes rishonim and achronim, what pshat in Rava. Some people say he means drabanan. But most Rishayim, the Ramban, says he means that it's three times, not protesting three times, is a raya from the fact that you were a shasak. So his assumption is that the Eva Me'ata is, if not to you, Rav Yochanan, I would have said like Rava. And therefore, since Rava, according to the Ramban, is a deraisa, so the Edameata has to be also that Edameata, Pishlema, before you, Rav Yechen, walked into the scene, I was earning like the Rava. The Pshat in Rava is three times is a proof because a person wouldn't keep quiet, right? Shasen Kamaisa, Mocho, it is Tarte Mocho, Trasno Mocho. But you, Rava, you, Rav Yechen, are saying not like Rava. So then I got a kasha. So his problem is, why should it be that this kasha is only Shver and Rav Yechlin more than Rava? Rava and Rav Yechlin are very, very similar. The only difference is that according to Rava, you get one proof after 3 years. And according to Rav Yechlin, you get one proof after a year, but you need three proofs to do something. But it's basically the same shot. Rava says you only get a proof after 3 years. And Rav Yochanan says you really get a proof after 1 year. But one proof we're not going to rely on. So we need three proofs. And we do not offer from Shura Mu'ud. So seemingly, this is a problem that Rava and Rav Yochanan are so similar. So why is Gemara asking Edameyata?
Because according to, I thought we already worked that out because one's on the Teveya. The chazakah is from the teveya, which automatically transfers from the rishus. But according to Rava, the chazakah is from he should have had the shtai. The tvi is always on him, so he's trying to shtelavek that chazakah. But he's trying to make Rava, the chazakah.
The simple Rava. I mean, we didn't do Rava yet. The simple Rava is shasa kamaisa macho in his tarte macho tlaso macho. So the simple Rava is that the fact that you didn't protest is a raya. That's the ritva. There's, if you recall, there's three pshatim on daf chav tes, which we didn't do yet. There's the drabanan. There's the raya comes after 3 years, or the raya comes right away. Except that there's a counter raya of achli shtarcha. Where's your start? But the simple pshat and daf chav tes is. I think that's the Ramban, that the raya is from the fact that the fact the guy doesn't protest after 3 years is the raya. That's at least the way the Ramban seems to learn. So his question is maybe, and the Ramban shita, assuming the Gemara is saying Edameyat, now I'm saying it's not 100% mukhlok this problem because he's making an assumption that the Edameyat, the other option was Rava. You know, you could theoretically say the other option was somebody else, some other crazy pshat. And you'll say like a drabanan or whatever. And then there's no problem. But he does, and I hear, you know, he thinks that that's not so mistaken. The Edameyata means that that if not for you, he would have gone to the only other pshat that we know. The only other pshat that Chazal tell us is Rava. We don't find any other pshat in Chazal except for Rava. So according to the Ramban, that there is Rava is a raya. Ramban doesn't have this possibility al pi emes of takana. So to say that the Edameyata says, if not for you, I would have said takana. No one ever says takana according to the Ramban.
Rabbi, the Gemara says al miata mechashel b'fanav, and the Gemara asks us on chav tes, and the asks us on chav tes on the base.
Right.
And says Elamiata, it's not only because Rava came in that we, if not for Rava, we would have went back to Rav Yochanan.
That's how he's learning. Yeah, that's how he's learning. Yes. That's how he's learning. He's learning that there are these two pshatim in Cheskes Gemo Shanim, and these are the two conflicting pshatim, and each one is Elamiata, the other one. You know, you're saying you're a Chiddush. Without you, we would have assumed the other pshat. And you're not saying I'm a little bit agree with you. That's not mukhrach, you know. But that's how he's assuming.
And no, I'm just saying this says Achav Chasam Beis says Elamiata mechashlo b'fanav, right? So if you learned according to that signon, right, Elamiata only because of Yochanan. But the Gemara Gufa asks an Achav Tess. So the Gemara's I'm just saying it's not like oh, but if not for you, I would have had a good Gemara in the other Manam. The Gemara Gufa asked that question twice. I'm just showing from the Elamiata. There's no raya either way. I understand. It's only one time. I think we ask it, but the Mechashlo B'fanav, we ask it twice, and mostly Elamiata.
I don't know. There's a Taisvis on Chaf Ches Amud Beis that clearly says period how it's an Elamiata, and on Chaf Ches Amud Beis he says why it's an Elamiata. That's what Taisvis says. It's a different Amasko Elamiata. Pirish Rashi Riki Heichad the Alfina Mishar Amud. So
right, according to this logic, saying if not for Rabbi Yochanan, then I would have learned that from Rava. I would not have that kasha, right? But the Gemara does ask it. I'm just saying,
but the way Taiv is explained, you would have had the kasha for a different reason.
Oh, one second. Tosa explains it's two different questions, really.
Right.
In one of them, it's you know, therefore the chazaka should not be a chazaka, and in the other one, the chazaka should be a chazaka.
Yeah. Okay, that's even better. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I hear you. That's even better. Okay. Anyway, so there we have for two more. We got this chance. So if you have a chance to read what he says, so there are two questions on the floor. One question is Hoguba, what is the Kamashmanon? Why it doesn't work? And his question is why is it based on Rav Yochanan? The Havamina that it should work. Right. There are two different questions. Well, our kasha was why in the Kamashmanan doesn't it work? And his kasha is why in the pre-Rav Yochanan doesn't it work? Like it's very similar questions. We're saying in the Kamashmanan, why doesn't it work? And he's asking in the Havamina before Rav Yochanan, why it doesn't work. So everyone's searching for a reason why it doesn't work. It's just in a different stage. We're looking at the conclusion of the Gemara. Why at the end of the day doesn't it work? And he's asking why before Rav Yochanan came in wouldn't it have worked? So it's very likely that we can share answers. It's just very likely. I think we could. So we should just, if you get a chance, you should look what he has to say. He quotes Rav Baruch Bear, but okay. All right. I'm going to stop. There's someone calling me.